Twitter, Facebook, Instagram are not just changing the way people consume the media, they're also allowing all of us users to become storytellers. Photos and videos taken by people have witnessed big breaking stories, like the Sydney siege last year, are often the first images to hit the news. More and more that is happening. Storyful is the world's first social media news agency, mining social media to discover and then verify content, which it then sells to news organisations like News Corp, the ABC and plenty of others. Anya Kerr is Storyful's managing editor, I'm sorry, and she joins me in the breakfast studio. Anya, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you, pleasure.
Give us a sense of the big stories that Storyful has sort of unearthed in this way, or really driven forward, can you? What sticks in your mind?
Yeah, well, the company was founded 5 years ago at the beginnings of the Arab Spring. When you think back, that was a story that foreign correspondents, traditional media couldn't really penetrate because of security concerns, visas, and even just governments not wanting to have news organisations come into to territories there as part of really a propaganda warfare. So when you think back to places like Syria, Egypt, Tunisia, how that story was being told, it was actually eyewitnesses on the ground, activists, where the most powerful weapon of war back then was actually to take out your smartphone and record the street protests, what was actually happening on a day-to-day beginnings there with the Arab Spring. So for Storyful, it was the realisation back then that eyewitnesses, uploaders, that our audience, your audience that you're speaking to here this morning, they're all publishers. They've got this incredible content on their smartphones. And what we realised was that there was this incredible content, be it coming out of the Arab Spring, be it huge tragic events like the Boston explosions as well, that eyewitnesses were now producing the content that we can verify it becomes the leading images of your broadcast going to radio, going to online.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because when we first witnessed that, everyone in the media thought, oh, is this going to be a threat to the media? You know, everyone's a publisher, everyone's a citizen journalist potentially. Mm-hmm. And then there was, oh, could it be verified? But what it's turned into with the help of systems to verify mm-hmm. is it's a real boon to media organisations, isn't it? Because they're getting better pictures than could ever have dreamed of by having happen to hope the correspondent's in the right place at the right time.
Absolutely. Like, the problem, you could say, is the sheer noise. You look at YouTube now, it's 400 hours of video being uploaded every minute. You look at like something on Instagram, 70 million photos being shared day in, day out. Facebook, 600,000 posts every single minute. So it's noisy, but you're exactly right. If you can penetrate that, make sense of social, build the technology, and that's what we've been able to do in Storyful, is build technology to help us purify all of that noise, get a filter of content where we then have journalists based all around the world making sense of it, deciding, is this real? Is it fake? Is this newsworthy? Is this something we can actually work to verify? So you're right, there's incredible content, but for journalists, you know, this is the golden era of really storytelling now, because you're right, there's so much content out there. We can find it, verify it, talk to eyewitnesses. We can actually take that content and turn it into powerful stories.
Purify is an interesting word. verify is perhaps closer to what most of us think of, but tell us how you do that in Storyful, because it was a startup in Ireland. I think you were there almost practically from the beginning. It was a one-room thing. It's grown a lot. Mm-hmm. I think it's now been taken over by News Corp. So mm-hmm. it's a bigger venture now. Tell us that process of verification, mm-hmm. because it's easy to say, but why should people trust it?
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if it's the last week, let's say, with Australia here content. We've been working on a rogue kangaroo who's been chasing golfers on a golf course in Queensland, or the storms that you've had here in Sydney. There you have two very different stories. One is entertaining. One is about informing people of weather events and actually, you know, taking care of their security. It doesn't matter if it's viral or hard news. We have a strict protocol of trying to figure out the date, the source, location, whether it's a tweet, an image or a video. And we go about that by doing what we would call a digital footprint analysis to see, well, does it make sense that you are standing on a golf course in Queensland? So we will look at your Instagram account, your Twitter account, YouTube. What have you been posting about for weeks and months? Are you actually a native of Queensland? Are you actually sitting on your sofa in London? taking somebody's content, stealing it and repurposing it.
That and do you find many cheats?
Yes. We call it the Wild West of social media. It's called scraping, where day in, day out, people are downloading other people's content, re-uploading it as if it's their own. So that's the first thing we have to be absolutely 100% confident on, that we find the original uploaded, the original eyewitness. So we can come to ABC here and say, this is the copyright owner. We then have to figure out, it's digital, it's kind of looking at frame by frame, forensic analysis. So when we look at a video, take the Sydney storms here, we will pause that video second by second. We will look at for street signs. We will look at accents, dialects. We look for shop fronts, anything in that video that will help us go into Google Maps, Google satellite imagery and go, yes, that is that street corner. That is that rooftop. This is exactly where they say they are.
I understand you also sometimes, the journalists sometimes talk to people to try and verify, but I wonder how much of a role Storyful has played in establishing the veracity, say, of the content being put out by ISIS or other kind of, you know, militant groups like that. Some of it very violent and graphic, and a lot of it also aimed with a real propaganda message.
Yeah. So the vast majority of content we work on, we are always trying to get to the point where we'll get somebody on the phone, into an email, private messaging on Facebook and say, do you own that video? And we do traditional journalism at that point, who, what, where, when, how, why. But you're right, there is a lot of content then where we can't call up the activists, nor would it be in the interest and security of our journalists. So we have to work to get to 80%, 90% of being confident about it. But what we notice, even this morning, you know, you see an international publication like the Daily Mail have broken this story about ISIS, and it's a video purportedly showing ISIS soldiers killing Syrian children. Well, we've been able to come to our clients this morning and say, well, actually, that was 2014. It's not children being killed, it's actually Syrian soldiers. So there's as much of a role for us to authenticate content as there is now to debunk it and say that's not real, don't share it.
And you call this journalism, and I'm sure it is, and you've hired journalists, but who owns this content and who makes the money from it? And does all the content you're verifying and then using and presumably on-selling to news organisations, who gets paid for that?
Ultimately, the uploader is the person who gets credit. And if they, and courtesy, if they want compensation, that's a conversation we have. Because what we have built in Storyful is basically we are the honest brokers between the eyewitnesses, the uploaders and newsrooms. So we pride ourselves in giving uploaders what we call the three C's. We will give you courtesy, we will give you consultation on how your content is going to be used, how ABC should use the courtesy on screen. And if you want compensation, that's a conversation we will have. So in maybe 10 to 15% of cases, people will say, well, do you know what? I do want to be compensated. It's not enough just to have a courtesy. So every time an ad plays on YouTube or Yahoo, AOL, MSN, every time the Ellen Show buys a clip, every time maybe Getty Images buys a clip, we make sure the uploader is compensated.
Much
back.
Money? $100, $50, $1,000.
Some have done really well. We have one incredible video. It's called Emotional Baby. It did 30 million views on YouTube alone. That mother has told us that she can actually send her kid to college, and the kid is only a couple of years old at this point.
Anya Kerr, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Anya Kerr is the managing director of Storyful, and she'll be delivering the keynote address at this year's Storyology conference, which is a fantastic conference put on by the Walkley Foundation every year.